Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, temperature control is one of the most valuable resources we have, if you agree. Then DFH Company is the company for you. Simply call 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Ask about their Mitsubishi Mini Split. They keep showing that play over again. Brian, don't worry about recording this. We're going to do this over. This is awesome.
Okay.
I can't believe he missed that kick.
It was awesome.
dfhcompany.com. Keep going.
Yeah. Also, Friday night, Louisville football looks to bounce back when the Cards are at Georgia Tech in Atlanta. By the way, fans of that game. So you can get tickets and go. I mean, I'm passing along. Like, if you want to go, you can get tickets and go to that game down in Atlanta, I think is what they said. I'm pretty sure they said there were some fans. Coors Light pregame show.
Wait a minute. Are you surprised that they're allowing fans in Georgia?
No. Georgia, like, packed out.
Oh, yes, they're fans.
Yeah, no, fair enough. Coors Light pregame show with Pat Jaggers and Taylor Lynch at 6 p.m. on ESPN 680, 105.7. I've been listening to those. They've been doing a really good job. So check in there. A lot of times they'll have players. They'll have player sound, coach sound, and not just sound from throughout the week. They'll have exclusive sound for that pregame show. So tune in to that. And then the Coors Light postgame show with Mark Ennis around 10 o'clock. ESPN 680 is first place. Take all your calls here live from Scott Satterfield. And Mark does a great job. He really does the Lord's work. I kind of tried to take up the basketball mantle. Mm-hmm. And I know how maddening that can be sometimes. So Mark's been doing postgame shows for a long time. So I'm like, I'm learning the heartbreak and the excitment.
Yeah, but when you get to have fun post game,
oh, it's worth the suck.
Oh,
except the Duke game, it wasn't worth that. It wasn't worth that.
That's
it was terrible.
That's your story for the rest of your life.
Oh, it was terrible. And then Pat come over there, and Pat sits down next to me at Barano's, and we're at Barano's by the bridge, and you were over at the Gault House, and Oddly enough, Duke comes back and Marcus takes a right to the Gault House, not a left to Barano's. I'm like, oh, where's he at?
I was.
You see, what happened was I just went to Al J's, which is amazing.
But. And I know I was 1.5 vodkas in.
Oh, sure. I was 1.5 vodkas in.
Oh, my goodness.
And then Pat comes in there and Pat's like, well, Steve, they did play good. I'm like, Pat, shut up. Not tonight, Pat.
You want to do this?
Yeah, not tonight, Pat. No, but it was. I always enjoy when Pat joins me.
Speaking of celebrating, how much fun did I have making that Michael Jordan meme?
That was good.
By the way,
that was pretty creative.
I'm going to have to start. I'm going to have to start putting either 90. As a matter of fact, Brian and Steve, right now, what kind of watermark am I going to start using? Because here's what happened, Steve. Here's the problem. So for anybody listening or anybody, you know, who happened to see the Michael Jordan field goal crying Jordan meme.
It was good.
I made that, right?
You made that?
Yes, it was my idea. I made it. But here's what happened, Steve.
Well, I saw it on Barstool this morning.
Shut up.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you should charge him.
No, shut up, because you get where I'm going.
No.
I had so many people inboxing me saying, hey, man, look at this funny thing, man. Look at this meme. They're sending it to me. And I'm like, yes, I
made it.
I actually made that.
That's perfect, man.
Right?
Yeah.
So we have to. Somebody text me
right now. They're like, hey, man, you got to see this meme.
Right?
This is awesome.
Okay.
Okay.
So we need to come up with a watermark image. Do we just do the 93.9 or just something that.
Do like M4V.
Yeah, the M4 TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, just we need something to let, you know, you can make it nice and almost transparent, but we got to label it with something, Steve.
M4 TV. We need to start a local show. We could do TV.
I already got a. Steve, you know I patented that a long time ago.
No, I know. Just saying, though. We can on TV.
Yeah, you make your own version of the 93.9 logo. Like, don't actually use, like, the regular one, like, that everybody uses, but you kind of create your own.
But here's the problem. Some of mine are going to be really funny and might be edgy, and I don't want to put
You want to do it on the, you want to do it on the Maben name.
I know. It's not more of my name. It's more of, I don't want them to get.
Yeah, no, I get
what you're saying. I don't want people to get mad at 93.9 that don't have the same sense of humor.
Why don't you make a logo for the, your all's YouTube channel?
We're all gonna have to just take a pic. You know what? We're all gonna have to either like do one of those what do you call?
Do you want me and Brian to go get family pictures?
Made for the
like,
bill.
We'll go to like Olin Mills or something.
Actually,
how do you even know Olin Mills? That came straight to your mind.
This is a serious note. Yes. What about Lily? She made my logo for Louisville Dog Walkers. What if you do a Made for the Ville logo for your YouTube channel and you have Lily make it?
I mean, I have a logo, but I.
It's legit.
I want some. Maybe we need to. What do they call Bitmojis or something? You know.
We'll yes, that's
we,
right.
We need to do.
Brian, to stand over here. And you over here.
I hate taking those organized pictures.
We all take.
But God, I can't fit. They're like, turn your head.
So Made for the Ville is the watermark we're gonna have to use. Is that what we agreeing on that?
Glamour shots.
What if we do mug like just headshots of the three of us? Goofy headshots, but three of them.
What
together.
If we did like?
See, that's what I was talking about. Something like that.
What about the death row picture?
Yes,
but it's just our heads. Like, you know, we'll have a cigarette or a cigar. Yeah, you just see like the that would be awesome.
We got to do.
You can be Suge.
I don't want to be Suge.
Diener.
No, we need something though, Steve. Because like I said,
three caricatures of us, our heads might be good.
And stop doing that, people. Stop. Don't listen. If you see me post it, share my post. Don't just screenshot and crop my name out.
Yeah.
On my stuff.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Texter said, freaked out just now. Walked outside to check the mail. Thought my radio in the house was echoing, being projected outside, and realized the meter reader had the radio on his hip playing 93.9.
Nice.
Thank you for sharing that. Wow, that's awesome, man. That's really cool. Thank you.
That works.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Oh, okay. So
I love those.
There's other beater men out there than Benji that listen to us.
I know. Well, Benji's a grass cutter now.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. He's not a meter man.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, he's doing his thing.
Okay. Back in the football.
Okay, question. Because I'm going to ask you this almost like I'm asking myself, but I feel like I'm asking you to deflect my own. We are rooting for Malik, right? Like, I know that sounds terrible, and y'all don't see him, but I know he's pondering this. That's why I'm still talking.
Yeah.
We are rooting.
I get where this question's coming from.
You get what I'm saying? No,
this is important, man.
Because I feel myself, I've had to tweak myself a little bit and go, Steve, don't do that.
Don't tell yourself, is there a better option?
Right. And it's like I've had to tell myself.
If not, we're cheering for Malik.
Sure. Well, yeah. And it's almost like, you know, Marcus started the show off with haters, you know, and it's like, Steve, don't put him in that box. And Steve Rummage has a habit, I will say, of I get frustrated and I put a player in the box. And then it's like, well, good throw, but, Well, yeah, I mean, he had this,
Let's see. Okay, you made that throw, but let's see when you have to throw the 10-yard in.
Sure, and it's like, see, Can't make that throw.
You know, think about it. Like midseason last year, we were like, yeah, next year probably Jordan Travis is going to be our starting quarterback.
He looked pretty good this weekend too. Did you see him?
Yeah.
He took over Florida State.
I just meant midseason last year. We weren't even sure on Cunningham.
Well, I mean, yeah, we were pretty hardcore on Chuba Purdy. You know, we're like, well, look, one of those guys are going to start, period. I mean, I remember we come on here and made the joke after one of the games. And of course, I hope y'all get what I mean by are we rooting for Malik? Of course, we're rooting for Malik. But, you know, I think people know what I mean by that. But I mean,
expectations got raised for Malik in the offseason when he started getting all the hype for the Heisman and different things like that. And I think we got to take a step back and realize midseason last year, we weren't even sure if he was going to be our starter this year.
Mm-hmm. What you were going to say?
It's a different – no, I'm going to say –
oh, okay.
Yeah, I was going to say it's not – the rooting for the player. Of course, we're rooting for the player.
Yeah.
But this is where I find myself bailing out. This is where I find myself bailing out. The early notifications, the early signs, right?
Yeah.
And when we have this conversation, Steve, I'm just like, I gave you an opportunity. This is how I feel. When I'm at my angriest at Malik, and I'm saying angriest as you know,
sure.
As
no, we're always happy and angry with our quarterback. It doesn't matter who it is.
So
let Evan come in and throw one silly pass. I'll be like, dude, listen, why did you make a change?
What bothers me the most is, you know, the offense. You ran it for an entire season. You know all 13 throws that you're going to have to make.
Yeah.
If I give you a 13-throw playbook and you've seen these defenses, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You've seen these defenses. On December 22nd, 2019.
Right.
Whatever day, you know, your Mississippi State game was, I gave you an entire playbook. I gave you an experienced season. I gave you every throw you have to make. You had an entire offseason. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You had resources even during COVID to get your workouts in, right? You had the ability.
Sure.
If I'm here on October 5th, still wondering if you can make the 13 throws.
Yeah.
And I don't see a difference in your velocity. I don't see a difference in your technique, in your fundamentals. I didn't see growth, right?
Yeah.
So I don't talk to you the same. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't talk to you the same as I talked to you last year. You know, last year, you can run in addition to, once you learn the playbook, your throwing will get better.
Yeah.
You know? And like I said, I'm not saying that he's incapable of making the throws. I'm saying all your throws look the same. Your misses look the same. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just didn't see the growth. So even though you might be my best option at quarterback right now, I'm not treating you like a starting quarterback now, because I have three games.
That's a good point.
I have three games to say,
yeah,
I didn't get the growth. The reason you were the better option last year is because of the opportunity and potential for growth.
Yeah.
This year, I'm looking at more like a ceiling than where to grow.
I know.
And if you're showing me ceiling, more ceiling than more potential, then I'm wasting Evan Conley's time. I'm wasting T. Webb's time. I'm wasting wide receivers' time out here. I'm not going to waste Des Fitzpatrick while you grow when I gave you a 13 throws to make. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
So,
what
I'm saying is, I'm not benching you, but you're competing, and I'm gonna talk to you like you're competing now.
I'm gonna
talk to you like, dude, even, you know, your growth has, your growth or lack thereof of proof of growth, your lack of proof of growth is disappointing.
Yeah.
And it's letting the team down for starters.
Yeah, right. And let me get a couple texts before we get to the phone line here, because I know people want to get in on this this conversation. Somebody said, Brian, that was a good point. A couple people said you had a good point, Brian, with the preseason. I think the preseason is what they're talking about. But then you say, you're asking, do we want him to be the guy? We want a good quarterback, but we all want a good quarterback, but we want it to be him. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think some people, you know, I mean, listen, it says,
we're deep at the quarterback position. We just don't have that standout.
Yeah.
And we think that Malik could be the best option for us to win right now.
No, I'm holding it. Listen, I have no shame in it. I'm holding it against you that you got the number one snaps for a year and a half.
Yeah.
That, you know, I'm holding that against you.
Yeah.
That means if you don't win the job by 20%, it's not your job.
Yeah.
I mean, just I'm choosing to put you in the game. I'm choosing to put you out there as my starter.
Is it just record? Because, see, for me, it's not.
No.
Yeah, for me, it's not.
No, again, I'm holding your history against you. I'm holding the resources that I give you. You know, you always hear those stories about the trust fund children that don't make more out of the, you know what I'm saying, the resources. And it's like, no, dude, that's a failure. If you have all these resources and you don't do well, you're a failure.
Yeah.
Just because you're comfortable. I did a great job. No.
Right.
I gave you more than I gave them.
Right.
You're supposed to be in a much better situation than them.
Yeah.
Conley struggles because he doesn't have the level of one snaps like you. T. Webb has never, you know, seen a day full of one snaps. I may be able to get T. Webb a week of one snaps, and he might, you know, he might improve leaps and bounds.
Well, again, we said Evan Conley, I mean, 6'2", 215. I mean, you know, he's a decent sized dude.
Well, I think it's obviously Malik's team, and we all know that for right now. But if we start slipping again, and, you know, we're 1-2 right now, and if we slipped you know, 1-3, 1-4, like you all were talking about earlier, then I think you make the switch and start playing for the future. But right now, we're still playing for this season, and right now, Malik gives us the best chance because he has the most experience at the starting quarterback position.
It's so easy to say, but like you said, the moment.
Well, see, that texter right here hits it on the head. He said, okay, so what would he have to do to solidify his position? And see, that's where I'm trying to have this come to Jesus, if you'll allow me to use that. Right now with Malik, because I'm almost like, have I already set in my mind that Friday's not gonna.
But again, I'll go funny, not funny, but everybody has heard this phrase before. The definition of dirty movies. Let's just say that you know it when you see it.
Mm-hmm.
The legal definition. You know it when you see it. Now it's not a stat line, because you know. We've seen them put up huge stat lines. We've seen them have good games with smaller smaller stat lines, good decision making. You'll know it when you see it.
Mm-hmm.
If he had a rough start to this year, or he's in control of the offense and making the right decision.
That's a good point.
Another thing to think about, though, is, and the reason why this decision is so hard is because we're making it for a year and a half, because he's going to be back next season. So we're not, you know, he could be the long-term answer considering the next year and a half. But do we want to really settle in with him for the next year and a half, or do we want to go ahead and see what T. Webb has?
If you pull him, he's never a quarterback again, right? I mean, I'm asking y'all,
so you
like,
can't
right?
Pull him
I mean,
too quickly.
I thought so last week.
Yeah,
I don't think so now.
Okay, fair enough.
You listen. You made the point. You put Evan Conley in there, and you see he's out of shape. Man. You go get Malik. Malik, get back.
Yeah.
In. Have you Malik? You got your head out of your – you ready to go back in? Yeah, Coach, I'm ready. Okay, get in there. Frank, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Good morning, gentlemen. I was listening to your conversation, if I may piggyback off of it. And I think one of the biggest problems is that if you look over the course of Lamar Jackson and even Deshaun Watson, they had such a dramatic improvement after a year in the system. And I think we kind of expected Malik to do the same thing. It's because once you have a year in that system, you ought to know the odds and ends. You should be familiar with the personnel that's surrounding you. And so we became spoiled, even with Teddy. You know, with Teddy, his freshman to his sophomore year, he made such a great jump. Mm-hmm. And with Malik, I know it's only three games into the season. We're not seeing that jump. We're seeing the same mistakes that he made at the very beginning of last year. And I'm not going to press judgment. I'm just going to reserve judgment. But I agree with you guys. If we start to see the same type of throws, even the same habits, you might want to start looking at either the future, or you may want to look at the best option. Now, my question, I'm going to hang up, is what's going on with Juwan Pass? Because physically, he seems to be the best option. But what is going on with him as far as mentally or whatnot? And, again, I'll hang up and listen and go Cards.
Listen, I appreciate the call, but I will do this.
We don't know what you want either. Coach Satterfield talks today at noon, yeah. So there may be something there.
I will do this. I will be 100% big picture fair to Malik Cunningham. Yes.
That was very – you're the man.
Last
year. Well done.
Last year.
Malik, I like that.
Last year, we – were judging him and judging our season off of a 2-10, you know, record. Yeah. So the bar, the original bar versus the excitement of just being functional, of the product on the field looking functional, made us elevate Malik by so much.
Sure.
Off of a 2-10 to what he did last year, right? So maybe he has improved in places we don't really notice, because off of 2-10, the stuff we saw last year was amazing. You know?
It's your Jonathan Israel thing.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. So I will acknowledge that Malik's excitement that he gave us, it made us think he was there. You know?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and again,
I think that's fair.
The bar has been lifted. The defenses are more locked in. You know, they've gotten a chance to see him and figure out his weaknesses, and you know, so I do admit there's a lot working against him in our judgment that wasn't working against him last year.
Now that's a great point. That is a great point, but that would go to Brian's point too. And when I read all summer about, wait a minute, okay, well, you were top three accuracy. Okay, only Tua had more, you know, accuracy out of the pocket than you. Burrow. Only
was it Burrow?
It was Tua and Burrow were both. Okay. They were in there. But, yeah, okay, it was one of the two there. So, but when I start reading all that stuff, and then when I watch, and I'm just like, okay, first game, what bad, you mm-hmm. know? But then it was like, man, we feel not helpless yet, but we're getting close, where it feels like the offense comes out and you go, they're just not going to score.
One of the worst feelings for a fan base and for anybody who watches the sport, one of the worst things is to know there's something fundamental that we're not doing, right?
Yeah.
That's just the worst. It's, you know, I do it. Listen, I personally do it in basketball. I do it. You know, if there's something you fundamentally are not doing or you can't do, so the coach can't call this play because we don't have this.
Yeah.
Coach doesn't have a big man, so we have to play all these funny zones. Or, you know, it's just, it's the worst thing. And it's like some of the short passes that we struggle to complete, and then you see it being done. I got to say it. It frustrated me to watch Terry Wilson do a rollout pass out route.
Yeah.
That was frustrating.
Yeah.
Those are one of those things.
Because all jokes aside, and I mean, I have plenty of jokes, but all jokes aside, he's kind of a mediocre thrower.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not knocking him as a quarterback. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't think he's a bad quarterback, but he's not a great passer.
Right.
But how he just would roll out. You've got a guy coming on a little hook route. Get it to him on the sideline.
Yeah, I should have an eight out of 10 5-yard completion.
Yeah, why can we not do that? I mean, you know, like, and the reason where I'm using them and you using them too, I think, and not Ole Miss, because, you know, Lane Kiffin spread it out. He's going to throw the football a lot. Okay, yeah, I get that. But Kentucky would be a little more they run type of an offense that we do.
Yeah,
you know,
deliberate.
Yeah, so, but yeah, I mean, it's like, how can I not make that throw? How do I not have a route that I'm like, okay, look, second five, let's go get this first down.
Yeah, I have two. Yeah. I have Tutu Atwell in a slot.
Yeah.
And Des Fitzpatrick running up the sideline.
Yeah.
If I get man-to-man coverage and I can't get 5 yards or a home run out of this.
Simple plays, man, that we just can't make.
So again, this is not us. This is not us. Doing the fan base backup quarterback thing. You know what I'm saying? There is saying.
Yeah, right.
There has to be some simple things that we can do.
Well, the ceiling to me, I mean, Malik would be the guy, right? You know, he's mobile. He can move. I mean, heck, I would love for Malik to be the guy. You know, he's got the arm strength.
Yeah, and again, this is college football. This is not the NFL. So if you have a quarterback that can pull away from the defenders.
Right.
And run as fast as him. You would hope he was your guy.
Texter says, I think Malik struggles with controlling the game. Well, even Lamar did. Feel like we haven't had a good game manager since Teddy. Is that part of it?
I'm not talking about Lamar Jackson.
No. Yeah, no, Lamar is untouchable. but I get the thought there.
I think it's the changing of the way the quarterback position is. Not just that, because I get where that texter's coming from, yeah, but at the same time, I think the position is changing.
That's an interesting thought. I could do that, because I will say this, to Brian's point there, you watch, like, a reason I'm using Ole Miss Kentucky so much because they're on right behind us, which is awesome. It's a beautiful thing. But, I mean, I'm watching Ole Miss, and I'm watching these different ones. These guys can go make plays with their feet, you know, like, and they're not super runners. But, I mean, they can look, if I need a few, I'd take off. I can go get 20. There a lot of Stephon LaFour-ish
type play. I can get the yards, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, where it's like, I mean, he wasn't necessarily – he was a tremendous runner. But, yeah, no, look,
does Malik look for the home run too much when he runs?
I think so, because part of me is like, why don't you pull it and run more? I mean, he had a few times in the pocket where it's like, dude, if you're going to go, just go. Quit thinking about it.
Oh, you mean pocket, though, yeah.
Yeah. Just tuck it and go. You know, and we'll live with that, because there's a couple of times he could have got 5-10 yards pretty easily. You know, and it's like, so that's man, Sam Darnold had a 46-yard run. That's fair.
And he hit his guy. What about Teddy hitting his guy with the dead leg?
That was a good run. Teddy to Reggie, too.
That's awesome. Joel, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
What's up, fellas? What's up, happy Monday. Hey, you know, my thing is, and I think I was talking about this last week with you guys as far as Malik goes. I mean, look, Malik's not a different guy than he was last year that took him to, you know, that 8-5 record. To me, I honestly think, again, the guy is just pushing, pressing too much. You talk about game manager, of course, that's the opposite of what, you know, a person who's trying to make things happen really does. But to me, that's what it is with him, man. To me, it's more mental. I feel like last year he was way more accurate. He was way more consistent on not throwing the ball in bad spots. And we've already, I mean, the kids got already, what, 4 or 5 picks already? We played 3 games, something like that. And when you look at those picks, I mean, he could have had a lot more, right? So to me, it just feels like you're watching a kid that's just trying to overdo things, thinking too much, trying to press, trying to be too perfect, and just trying to make things happen that aren't there. You know, my thing is, I think you're going to find out, and it always happens in a bye week deal here. I think that conversation's been had with him during these last, you know, 10 or 12 days that they've been off. And at the end of the day, if he goes out there on Friday and starts that game, man, and it starts out slow, he throws a turnover, he does whatever he does, you know, just doesn't look himself again, you got to make a move. I mean, that's it. I mean, at the end of the day, you can never be too secure in your spot. And if you're not the guy that's getting it done, these guys get paid big money, man. Satterfield gets paid. They all get paid big money. At the end of the day, their job is to win games. And if you're throwing a guy out there who's pressing, making bad decisions, and just not getting over that hump, he's going to be forced to make a move. It's going to be there for him to do. So my thing is, you're going to find out a lot. Again, I think if Friday comes, and if Malik took that time off and regroups and looks good Friday, I think you start rolling from here. But I think if you go out again in that first quarter, second quarter, he looks the same and he's turning the ball over, you got to make that move. And if they do, I think you just stay with it unless one of these other guys he brings in gets hurt. So that's just my thought, man. I think you see a kid that's pressing a ton. So later, guys.
No, Joe, I appreciate the call. I lend credence to pressing, but – you know, hey, let's go talk to our sports psychologist and get it figured out.
Yeah.
But I owe it to the rest of the team.
Go the Marcus Maben route.
Yeah.
Well, something else, too, is I think that the common football fan has become enamored with the quarterback who can run the ball.
Yeah.
And that everybody's looking for that next dual threat quarterback because they like that. But to be honest, if you ask the common fan at the same time, they feel more confident or more comfortable with a guy who's got a better pocket presence.
Sure.
That, to me, the quarterback position, first and foremost, should be to throw the ball. And when you got a guy that can throw the ball well, you feel like you're in any game. Even though it tends to – like football fans have tend to kind of go towards the running quarterback as of late. But at the same time, you still got to have a good passer, first and foremost.
Well, and it helps when you feel good with the two guys carrying the rock and hauling – Hawkins, we do. So I'm okay with not having a mobile guy, if need be.
Makes you mad, the quarterback, though. Tino the Barber, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's going on, fellas? It's a long time since I talked to you, man. But I'm always listening, though. I'm always listening. But I just think Malik don't trust himself right now. You know what I mean? I just think he's – because it took him three or four games last year. Like, he didn't start balling until Florida State. He had a good game. He didn't trust himself downfield. And I know he threw the long balls at Western, against Western, but at the same time, he got bailed out twice. So I think he's still a little bit gun-shy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And when you got them 300-pound athletes, well, like you said, Marcus, the big faces, and I'm talking about when it comes to Miami,
right.
They got the 808 kick drum. Yeah, that's what kind of bass they got.
That's funny.
So they got, you know, when you got them dudes in your face, you know, and you already a little bit nervous and you don't trust yourself, then, I mean, that makes for, you know, a shaky game. But I think if he comes out, he has to start out good. Like, he has to have a good start. You know, I think the caller before me said, if he comes out and he's pressing in the beginning of the game, we go three and out two times in a row or something like that, I don't think that bodes good for it. But if he comes out and drives the ball, we don't necessarily got to score a touchdown, but if we drive the ball and maybe kick a field goal or he makes some good passes and some good runs, I think he's going to be all right, man. I think he's the starting quarterback from here on out, fellas. But he just got to get his confidence. And that's up to him. Can't nobody do that except for him. You know what I'm saying? That ain't nothing that you can help him with that – no technique that you can change or anything like that. That's totally him, totally hard. I fellas, I always appreciate y'all for letting me go, man. Appreciate it. Y'all have a good week.
Appreciate the call. I mean, listen, I'm okay. Like I said, I'm okay with you saying he's a starter and he has to get better.
Yeah. Well, what about this? I know we got to go to break here in a second, but what about this? It says, quit busting on Cunningham, take three defensive plays out and a drop touchdown and U of L's 3-0. Two one-play drives after scoring against Miami and a missed interception against Pitt. Now, I will say I don't think 3-0, but it is fair.
No, I know what you're saying. Yeah,
to say, especially to say 2-1. So I'm not totally jumping on that texter because, like, that's fair criticism.
Yeah, right.
That's fair criticism right.
Yeah,
us.
Yeah, we're being we're just exploring.
Because 2-1
is what we expected.
Would have been very easy. Well, I'm saying, what we expected, but I'm saying in looking back, like that Pitt game could have easily won that game on multiple occasions.
That doesn't change.
I know.
but you what their goal is.
Though. I know, that, I know, I know.
Change what you are moving forward for the rest of the
It's
season.
Like I heard a Kentucky fan say, you know, if we win that game, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if Ole Miss doesn't score there, how much better do you feel? I mean, like, yeah, we won, but I mean, it's just one extra win. Like, not really going to be anybody else.
Chris, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, what's up, Steve Marcus?
What's up, man?
Hey, two things real quick. Yep. One, we'll never forget Tennessee for taking our chip from us, and we should have a jersey hanging in the banners that they took from us.
That's fair. That's fair.
Two, Marcus, I swear I thought you were Stephen A. Smith when you first came on the show today laughing at the Cowboys. I was going to be so mad.
No.
And then three.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I was going to be upset.
And then three, maybe there's just a little bit more film on Cunningham than they've had the year before, and things are just – people are disguising things, and he's not seeing them quick enough. And secondly, the whole team effort has to help him. We can't run the ball on first down and then be second down and 12. It puts him in a really bad situation where we become a passing team and our line doesn't have the ability to hold up for us to run long routes. It's going to have to be a team effort. I know we want him to play better, but remember, he saved the season for us last year, so we need to be a little patient with him and maybe get a little bit more whole team effort where it doesn't put him in bad situations all the time. And I think we'll be fine. I agree with the last caller. After this bye week, we'll see where we're at. And if this doesn't work, a little rumble chair, T. Webb. But if it don't work, then we'll see what happens. I'll get up and I'll listen to you guys.
Yeah, appreciate the call.
Appreciate it, man.
I tell you what, we'll address that. And I'm got a little public service announcement when we come back from commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville.
Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Great song choice, by the way, B. Hall. For those who don't know, if you missed earlier, the theme of Brian's rejoin music, it's kind of a little subliminal joke. I should not have been embarrassed about it, but the butts on our line are not big like women I like.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's funny, but it's true. We need guys with bigger lower bases, which is our new name for rear ends.
Okay.
Lower bases. Yeah. We'll speak in code from now on.
Strong base.
Strong bases, right? Some of our running backs' bases should be stronger, too, now as you mention it. Our whole team needs stronger bases.
I think we got a couple young guys. I think Mitchell Robbins. Yeah, I think we got a couple young guys that are there.
Are we sitting here? Yeah. Are we sitting here just retroactively thinking about the strong bases or lack thereof of our football team?
Yeah, yeah.
So here's the thing. I got to pass along some information, people. Today is the annual Coach Denny Crum Scholarship Foundation Golf Scramble. If you're not registered already, you're probably too late. I think it's starting soon. But here's the thing. I wanted to pass along the information for the silent auction, which you got to catch that. The information for the silent auction, which you can be a part of. The live silent auction reception will be held at U of L Golf Club with tournament participant sponsors and volunteers. The non-tournament participants may take part virtually this year. This evening promises to be a fun-filled event. We'll have a great live auction. Items of vast array of silent auction items for the 2020 Danny Crum Scholarship Foundation Tournament Awards presentation for some special recognition and a message from Louisville basketball coach Chris Mack. The tournament reception and silent auction will go live online from the U of L Golf Club immediately following the golf around approximately 5:30. The premier auction will begin at 6 o'clock. The silent auction will close at 7 o'clock. Although this year we can't all be together, we encourage you to join the party. We ask that you continue to help raise money for the Scholarship Foundation or the Scholarship Fund. It certainly helps many students and honors our Hall of Fame coach. You may make donations at, okay, you ready for this? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. www.2020coachcrum.givesmart.com. That is 2020 Coach Crum, spelled out, one word, .givesmart, G-I-V-E-S-M-A-R-T, givesmart.com. One more time, www.2020coachcrum.givesmart.com. This is an event that we've all been a part of every year, every single year. It's something, like I said, it's your, you know, you never want to, you know, make any judgments about anybody's donation, but every dollar helps. And I've seen them work hard on this for at least 15 years that I know of. And you have the scholarship recipients, so you meet them every year. You know, everybody who gets a chance. And here's the thing. Scholarship foundations where they can just kickstart somebody's college career. You know, if you get a partial scholarship from a Coach Crum Foundation, just the stuff to cover your transition from home to college. It's just, he's been doing it for the longest time, as long as I can remember it. And it's been able to keep running because people support it and people are very gracious with their time, energy, and effort. So, Steve, we are on the wind down.
Yeah.
Did we?
Day one, game week.
Did we come up with, I don't want to say solutions, did you realize anything through our discussion? Because I feel like we had a round table today and we all had a different opinion, but I feel like we're all saying yes to everybody's reasoning.
Yeah. By the way, you notice how quiet it is in the back today? Not a whole lot of talking going on, is there? It's interesting. It's like, imagine if Louisville
See, now stop it. Stop it right now. Okay. Stop it right now. That was funny.
I know.
That was funny what you just said.
I know. No, I know. I meant it. Was...
If Louisville had missed, if Tutu Atwell got chased down, throwing up deuces, tripped throwing up deuces, then fumbled, you know what the energy would be like around this place?
Be rough.
If our kicker missed an extra point that cost us an overtime game.
A little different.
The energy would be
just a touch.
Just a touch. Unreal. It is quiet. Yeah. But we've probably had so much fun. We've had enough fun for everybody the last 48 hours.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. So, day one in the books, pretty much. We got, and to answer your question, no, I haven't answered anything. I'm still right where I was.
You totally, if you hadn't stepped on my.
Oh, I know.
Must win.
I know. Yeah, we'd had a great show. We could have really spun this a good way. Are we carrying Coach Satterfield on here?
Yeah, I was actually going to go ask Andy about that. It starts at noon, and I'm assuming that we'll just play it live on here and then go back to your regularly scheduled programming.
Okay, because I think a lot of people probably, I mean, this is one I'm kind of like, man, I want to get to the car and listen.
And if it's not here, it will definitely be on 680, people, so you don't have to freak out. First question.
Yeah, I forget Bob's back 12 to 3.
What's the first question he's going to get asked?
Puma. No. Probably will be quarterback related, though. I don't know. We'll see. I'm interested to hear him. I'm interested to hear how the bye week went, what he's feeling. So I will be listening.
Health update on Malik. That'll probably be the first question.
Yeah. So yeah, I can listen to Bob, and I think I imagine we'll have that.
I'll try to help us learn something more about our team by tomorrow.
I know. That's homework for everybody and the listeners.
What game are you going to replay this evening?
Probably Pittsburgh. Let me try to do Pittsburgh again. Maybe a little bit of Miami.
Any Georgia Tech?
No, probably Wednesday.
Georgia Tech, Florida State?
It's not a bad.
Well. I'm making fun of you. I can't even breathe.
No. Sorry. What do you want me to say?
Middays with Marcus Maimon on 93.9 The Ville.